These are comments from Hope College outgoing president, Dr. James Baltman.
Getting a bit frozen, and so I'll be very brief in my remarks. But I want to just say a few things about this project. The Greater Hope campaign began with a vision to do for the arts what we had done for other disciplines at Hope, namely the sciences and others. And so we thought that there should be a new music facility and a new art museum. And Billy Mayer has described this well. I think for me, there have been several kind of really high moments. The first was, I think, when we met with Dick and Margaret and Billy, Jim Mindy's, and kind of envisioned what this would be like on Hope's campus. The second high moment for me was when Matt Vanderborg appeared on the scene. And he had some, pictures of what it might be. And this too was, kind of embarrassing. Maybe I retire a little sooner than later, actually. But to see the pictures that Matt had of possibilities was very exciting for me. And you should know, once and for all, that I did not pick the square box. I picked this one. And I loved it from the beginning. It was totally different than anything else on Hope's campus. And we kind of said, you know, if there's ever a building that should itself be a piece of art, this is the building. And of course it is, in the shape of an artist's palette. I think my next most memorable moment was when Dick Kreisinger said that he would give the lead gift for this project. Now, for any fundraiser, this is a pretty exciting time. And Dick's generosity was really overwhelming. And since that time, many of you here have joined this effort to fund this project. And like with all of our projects at Hope, we don't put a shovel in the ground until we get all the money, plus 25% of the construction costs for endowment, so that future generations will not have to maintain and pay for the operation of a building that we build today. I think my next most memorable moment was when Matt came back with an evening photograph of the design. And I don't know if you remember it. Matt, you probably do. I think architects remember these things. But it was absolutely stunning. And I said, this is very, very exciting. And then, of course, there were people along the way. Matt as the architect, principal, but Craig Nicely with Progressive Design Plus, and most recently this week with Go Construction. All of these different groups with so much expertise joining together to create this project. And as Dick mentioned earlier today, this team of people that came together to design something so spectacular. There was one moment, though, that I don't think you'll think that I really thought would be that important because of my lack of an art background. But it was actually one of the more exciting things for me. And it was when the art department, the architects, and several of our consultants sat in the same room. And I realized for the very first time, I think, shame on me, that this was not going to be just a building for the art majors on Hope's campus. It was going to be a building for every single student in every discipline. And the goal is to bring the visual arts to every discipline on Hope's campus. What a great chemistry student I could have been if someone just would have shown me a picture of an atom. altogether, I think this is a marvelous project, and I couldn't be happier today that so many of you are here to bear witness to this groundbreaking. It has been exciting so far. I think the best is yet to come. And so today we give thanks to Almighty God for his blessings on this place, for the vision of Dick and Margaret, for the skill of the architects, for the generosity of so many people, for the skill of those who will build this building. And I, for one, am looking forward to it with great anticipation. One final thought. This building, I think, with its emphasis on the arts, will bring together much of Holland. This is not a building just for Hope College. We build buildings at Hope so that people can perform at the highest levels and enjoy life to its fullest. And I think this building has the potential to bring together all of those with artistic interests in our community, to combine with the Holland Museum, with the Holland Arts Council, with the Grand Rapids Art Museum, with so many different entities that together can bring a quality of life to Holland that all of us will enjoy. So my thanks to all of you for making this possible. It's a grand day, and I think we're ready to...
Now comments from Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra.
It is, Mr. President, Mr. Mayor, of course, Dr. Kreisig, it is so wonderful to be here today and to be a part of this ceremony and to really see this take off. Obviously, it is a tremendous day for Hope College. This section of the campus, an area that for so long has been comprised almost entirely of parking lots and houses, now will be turned into something magnificent. And that something only happens because of the tremendous generosity. So thank you very much for that and for all who have contributed to this project. I had the opportunity to meet Matt this morning in coffee shop. And as I was thinking about it, I obviously knew he was a Hope alum and knew that he was based now in Dow. And I thought, what an interesting thing to have happened. And that is that we have someone who spent time here in Holland, Michigan, now living in Holland, the country, had gone to a school known as the Flying Dutchman, designing this building to grace this campus. And we talked briefly about the fact that both of us had had the opportunity in the past month to go through the newly reopened Rijksmuseum. And what a tremendous gift that redone museum is, not only for Amsterdam, but really for the entirety of the Netherlands. And in a similar way, I think, this facility, this museum, will do something similar for our area, for the city of Holland, but also for West Michigan. There is something that is happening right now in the world of community and in the world of local government, and that is a concept called placemaking. And in a society that really has so much similarity and so much the same, regardless of where you are, there's an attempt to find the ability to create some granularity, something unique, something distinctive, something sticky, if you will, that makes a particular place unique and attractive. Obviously, we in Holland have much of that, but this facility, this museum, will help add to the art and culture scene that already exists here in Holland, with places like the Arts Council down the road or the Holland Museum close by. But it's not just a Holland phenomenon, it's really a whole West Michigan phenomenon. So the presence of the Kreisig Art Museum here in Holland, in this location, on this campus, is certainly a gift to Hope College, and a tremendous gift to Hope College. But it is more than that, because it is a gift, really, to the entirety of Holland, and a gift to the entirety of West Michigan. So it is a tremendous day here in Holland. Now, let me say one final thing, and I'll attempt to be humorous, and we'll see if I succeed. A lot of art museums seem to have some degree of either a nickname to them or something that relates to initials. You've got DIA in Detroit, you've got MoMA in New York, you've got the Graham, for example, in Grand Rapids. And at lunch, as Dana Brisanti was talking about the Graham, I started sketching out a few things and thought to myself, the Graham, Grand Rapids Art Museum. Who knows? This could be called the Kreisig Art Museum all the time. It could just be the Kreisig. Or, considering it's a college campus, Chrysler got hurt in his hand, maybe shortened to the crank. Regardless of what it is ultimately called, it will be a statement that will stand for generations to your generosity and to the benefit of this entire community.